Schools all over the area are winding down the conventional school year. Yesterday, at Immaculate Conception Elementary School in downtown Fort Smith, one group of students was wrapping up an end-of-year session just before the day's final bell. The last day of classes at Immaculate Conception is a week from today. For some students in Fort Smith and elsewhere, summer camps may be on the agenda in the next few months. This week on Ozarks, we've highlighted a few of the camps in the region, and we end our series today with a camp in July at Immaculate Conception Elementary School.
It's all about creating, putting things together. I call it creative, cooperative problem solving.
Ann Cannon is the director of curriculum at the school. She also serves as the director of this summer's Camp Invention at Immaculate Conception. There are camp inventions all over the country. The concept began in Ohio in 1990. Now there are more than 1,200. The camp is actually six different camps at once, one specific camp each for children entering grades 1 through 6 next fall. Ann Cannon says that format assures campers they'll do something different every summer.
The first year is Create, and it's all about Planet Zach. And they had to, the favorite that year was they had to build a roller coaster. They had the foam tubes that we cut in half, and we tape it to the wall. And they had a little marble that they had to go through, and it had to have loops, and it was really fun. That was the funnest, that was the most fun module of that year.
This year's Camp Invention theme revolves around geography and will include geocaching exercises, atlas games, and building projects. One such undertaking will have rubber ducks launched into the air. Students will be attempting to get their duck to specific countries.
The term, as soon as they learn that they're going to build a duck chucking device, that I think is going to grab them. And that every year they have the I Can Invent module. And that is where they bring an old device, a VCR, something, a take apart. We call it a take apart item. And they bring that every year. And they put something together. They take it apart. We learn about gears. We learn about levers. And we learn about all the working parts and how it goes. And the older kids are encouraged to make a Rube Goldberg machine.
Younger students also get to take apart an old VCR or machine as well, and says sometimes the thrill for them is just finding out what's inside a contraption that makes it do its job. There are lessons learned about the physics of velocity and trajectory while sending rubber ducks into orbit. There will be lessons learned about geography and cultures around the world, but it is summer.
And every day we have a theme so that the kids come the next day with Wacky Hair Day, what's the Inventor Day.
Camp Invention at Immaculate Conception Elementary School is July 8th through the 12th, and each camp day lasts from 9 until 3:30. Participants do not have to attend Immaculate Conception. The only requirement, they have to be preparing to enter grades 1 through 6 next fall. There are other camp inventions in the region, the earliest at Root Elementary in Fayetteville from June 10th through the 14th, the latest from late July into early August in Neosho, Missouri. You can find out more about each of them at campinvention.org. And since this ends our week-long series on camp possibilities in the area, I asked Ann Cannon about the value of summer camps, whether it be Camp Invention, a dance camp, or a visual arts or music camp.
You know, schools, unfortunately, cannot tap every child's interest. They cannot tap, and they can't go deep enough into that interest, even if they do touch it. And so every one of those that you mentioned can help a child explore deeper into their interests, into their gifts. Even if they already have them, it just helps them develop them.
This is Ozarks at Large.